today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. I understand that your relationship has broken up, but there are many times when ladies actually triggered the breakup of their relationship, that is to say, by their actions, by their inactions, by their words, and by their lifestyle, they created an environment, they caused the man to verbally now say, it's over between us. That is why it's important at this point I share with you how you may have contributed in your breakup. Why I'm sharing this with you is that if you understand it, you will ensure you don't break up your next relationship. And peradventure, you also teach other ladies whose relationship are still intact what they must do to ensure that theirs don't get broken up and they don't by themselves trigger the breakup of their relationship. I also like you to know this also will help you in your relationship with your husband. I've seen families where the husband and wife are living as just housemate or something like that. The man is not there emotionally or anything. He's just there because he can't divorce his wife. Otherwise, he'll start receiving Holy Communion. Now, that's the only reason why he doesn't want... Why I'm laughing about this is because that's a very silly reason. It's not the real reason why you shouldn't divorce your wife. Why you shouldn't divorce your wife is because God said, I hate divorce, period. That's the only reason why I will not divorce my wife. Once I marry Brojit Bey and she becomes Mrs. Brojit, my sister, that's all. That is why, in my book, Choose Your Husband, I spent time to explain to you as a lady, for instance, what you must check out before you say yes to a man, what you must check out before you agree to marry a man. My reason is because once you marry, you don't marry be that, you can't change it. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I want to share with you at this point is this: the things you must have done or failed to do on your own part that resulted in your relationship breakup, the things you may have failed to do on your own part that ensured that your relationship did not last as it is supposed to last. That is what I want to focus on at this point. Now, number one point I want you to note is this: when you are in love with a man, that is to say you are a bae, whether you are courting or in a relationship, working towards getting married or something like that, when you people start off that kind of thing, please, I'd like you to know that you are not his mother, you are not also his wife. At best, you are his wife to be. That is the best description that fits you. The reality of life is that you are his friend, you are his bae, and the woman that he loves passionately. It doesn't make you his mother, it doesn't make you his wife, it doesn't make you his elder sister. I understand you have your own place in his life, but please do not go beyond the boundaries he has set for you. Do not exert more control that he has allowed you to exert. Why I'm talking about this is that a lot of times what happens is that a lady thinks that because this guy loves me passionately, he loves me with all his heart, he's faithful to me, I'm his word, you know, that kind of thing. Therefore, I cannot control him. I cannot dictate that he must come back from work by this time. I will dictate he must eat this. I will dictate he must do this and not do that. Now, you have some level of control over what he does and doesn't do. I mean, how can I say you don't have that kind of control? As a matter of fact, I actually think a man that you don't have any element of control over, you should be scared of getting married to that person. You should be scared of remaining in the same relationship with him. What I'm saying is that your control is not essentially that kind of control of saying, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do that. You understand what I'm saying? The real and most powerful control, I believe, is influence. That is to say, you can help him see reason why you think you shouldn't do this. You can help him see reason why you think this way he wants to do this is not the best way. I've had plenty of female friends, plenty of them, and today I still have them in very large quantity. Now, one of the good things I enjoy from my friendship with them is that we relate on different bases. Some of them, our discussions are usually spiritual. We want to talk about Bible, or you want to share with me the newest Pastor Banky's message, or want to ask me whether I've read one book, you know, those kind of things. Now, we relate on those bases. There are also people that when I do my work, I call them and say, I want to get this thing done. What do you think about it? They counsel me, they advise me. Now, on that basis, they can exert influence over me by telling me, I think you shouldn't do this. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. The same thing applies to you when you're in love with a man. Please help him see reasons. Explain things to him. Let me tell you something. If you try to force a man to change or force a man to do something, many times what you do is that you wake up the manly nature in him. What I mean by the manly nature in him is that generally, there may be exceptions to the rule. A man doesn't want to be controlled by a woman. He understands himself to be the leader and wants to take the lead. If you try to use force to control him, it becomes counterproductive. The best you can do if you want to control him is to reason with him. Use influence. Yes, he loves you. What it means is that he will listen to you to talk. I'm not talking about manipulating him. In fact, I heard that some women do that. They wait until their husband wants to sleep with them. Then they will now start making demands. The man must agree that he will do those things. I don't know who is Mrs. Brigitte now. But one of those first things I'm going to tell her is not to try that nonsense with me. The reason is this. What she may just end up doing is that I will even forget about what she wanted to do. Yet I will not grant her desires. Meanwhile, it's very manipulative. I mean, there is no... It's totally wrong. What I think when I talk about influence is this. Getting to seriousness. This decision you're about to take is for the family. This is what I've found. This is what I've checked. I think if you do this in this way, this is going to be the result. I'm telling you this because I've had to work with people who are in control over me. And I've had to give them suggestions. I've had to make them change their mind. I've had to make them do things the way I think is the right way. When I try to use force or try to control them by saying, this is wrong, let's not do it this way, it's counterproductive. But when I come up and say, well, I understand what you are saying, that if we now start off this publication and start pushing it to this geographical location, these people, they can easily relate with the content. That makes sense. But this is another side to it. I think these people, they antagonize our publication and it may not be widely accepted in this region because of their religion and culture. What I've succeeded in doing is that I've succeeded in acknowledging what you have said and I'm showing you my own, what I also think on my own. I'm spending so much time on this control matter. The point I'm trying to make to you is this. You do not have to control the man beyond what he allows you. If you do it and you are just bae, brothers and sisters in courtship, for instance, if you go to church, or you are just bae and boo, then most likely, if you can't take it anymore, he'll tell you, sister, it's over between us. So if that's what the lifestyle you have led, my sister, maybe that's actually what caused your breakup. You have to pick up the lessons and not repeat it even in your marriage. Another thing I also want to tell you is that there are lifestyles that you may have had a lifestyle that he doesn't like and he has been trying to help you change it. Nobody is perfect. I say again, nobody is perfect, including Broji, that is every day talking one thing or another. What it means is that you'll be surprised when you come close to me to see the amount of imperfections I have. Now, one of the truths of life is that I don't know many of the imperfections. It's as I interact with people that I realize, for instance, that the way I talk to people is not good. One of those things I had to read a book called Verbal Judo. There was a time I picked the Bible, and after reading the part of the Bible, I used my computer to get all the part of the Bible where Bible talked about how to talk, how to use your tongue, how to talk so that it will be good, you know, those kind of things. Do you know I had to do it? Brigitte Bey complained again and again that the way I correct her sometimes, she doesn't like it. I don't correct her before the public. I mean, most times I don't even see her. We talk on phone and chat. Now, I had to start learning those things because she complained about a lifestyle I have that is not good. I have to change it. Now, it's not about telling her, take me for who I am, or don't you love me for who I am? You know, people ask this kind of question. I've been asked that question by a lady before, and my answer was very straight. I like you for who you are. However, I don't want you to remain who you are. Even me, I love Brody for who he is, but I don't want Brody to remain where he is. That is why every day Brody reads, every day Brody thinks. That's every day he sees how to improve on his performance at work. Therefore, maybe you had a lifestyle he continued complaining about. You lied to him the other day, you wanted to buy this, whereas you are lying. He told you, Nkechi, stop lying to me. Stop this lie. You say, okay, sorry, I'm very sorry, I won't do it again. You know, that kind of thing. However, afterwards you go on to do it, let me tell you what happens. If you get to the point where he thinks it's consistent with your lifestyle and maybe you can't change it, and now he settles down and asks himself, now if I marry a wife that lies, what is he going to teach my child? Now, he reasons that when you're going to be lying to him, he wouldn't know when to trust you, when to believe what you are saying, and when to just know that this woman is a liar. He starts calculating those things. After a while, he just feels that, man, I don't think I can go on with this. Therefore, he tells you, please pack and go. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand that he verbalized the fact that people are breaking up, but the reality that you may have caused it by a persistent lifestyle that he does not like, by a persistent lifestyle that he understands to be counterproductive. That is why for me, I have to go and learn how to talk, because I don't want Brigitte Bey to dump Brigitte. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, another thing I also wanted to, I want to take time to emphasize is this. Please stop asking to be taken for who you are. I'm begging you in God's name, don't ask for it. Don't ask for it. He has already taken you for who you are. I mean, the guy sees girls every day. He walked up to you and say, "Sister, I like you. Will you be my own?" I mean, what more do you want him to do so that you know that he has taken you for who you are? He knows you are short. He knows you are slim, very slim. He knows everything about your physical features, for crying out loud. And he knows the way you talk. He has taken you for who you are. However, there's a place for constant improvement. Look at what even Apostle Paul said. He said, "I run towards the mark and forget about the past." I mean, he has accepted you. Please do your best to get better. I want to prescribe this to you. If your guy consistently complains about something you do, go and learn how to fix that thing. I tell you my own, I have to go and start reading the book of Proverbs. I have to learn about judo. And what I'm asking her these days is, please, am I improving? And she laughed one of those days I asked her. Why she laughed is because she knows that there's nothing she has complained about me. Nothing. Not one thing. Apart from that thing. I said, if this is what's going to spoil this Brigitte and Brigitte B relationship, then I have to take care of it now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe your own is that you get angry easily. Nothing is wrong with you like that. What it just means is that you have an imperfection that you can fix. Get a book, go online and read about anger. There's one girl I saw and liked almost instantly. I just met her for like 2 weeks. Within that 2 weeks, we talked. She's a Christian girl. She's fine physically, based on my own estimation or my description of being fine. One of those days, we were just talking. She said, this girl gets angry fast. So we're just talking one day. She said she's reading the Bible about anger. She's reading a book about anger. She's studying about anger because she wants to control her anger. I felt like, Jesus Christ, this girl so makes sense. Do you know why I say she makes sense? I say, if I marry a woman, that if she finds out that she has a problem with lying, she picks the Bible to learn about lying so as to learn why not to lie and pray about lying, against lying, so that she doesn't lie, then I've married the correct woman, because every of her imperfections can be fixed as she takes time to study to learn how to get them fixed. If your boyfriend is complaining about your bad English, my sister, go and fix it. Go and buy a book on correct English spelling. I'm serious. Go and get a book on, go and get common errors in the use of English. Stop speaking, "I have a pen." There are some things you just learn. Do you know why he's doing it? This guy is going somewhere. I'm telling you the truth. He is going where? Somewhere. He's going to become a great man. He wouldn't want you to come to national television and be speaking bad English. I don't want to give you any example. But you know how one woman embarrassed, in quotes, her husband with some, the way she speaks English. Her husband may not find it embarrassing, but I mean, I don't think that's the best way to speak English. To speak English the wrong way on national television and people make a caricature of you and the manner you speak English. So please take your time and go and develop yourself. Anything she points out again, I'll go and learn about it. In fact, it's not even about her, it's about generally life. If I work with people and they notice that this guy, there's a way you always like to be on your own. I notice, is it really true? Yes. So I'll try as much as possible. I'm generally the kind of person I am is that I look like a stone on my own. I can live in a room. Once there's NEPA and internet connection and my computer is on, I can stay there for 1 week without coming out. And the food I'm going to eat is there. That's the kind of person I am. I don't know how I became that person, but I just grew up, and found that that's the way I behave. Now, if people complain about it, I start coming out in bits, even if it's one hour, 30 minutes, I'll come, Jesus, say, "Guys, what's up, you know, that kind of thing. The point is, I just find out something about you that he talks about that has scared him. Get rid of it. Another thing you have to take care of is this. Were you an asset or a liability to him? Being an asset does not mean you have money to give him. I mean, you mustn't have money to become an asset. If you are intelligent, you are skilled at what you do. What it means is that when he presents a case, I say, "Jesus, I'm trying to get this thing done and I don't know how to do it." You have enough mind to tell him, "This is what I think you should do." I read a report during my final year project for us, and the girl is talking now. And in the course of that research, I found out that Nigerian government said that in the year 2017, this was going to happen. They're going to leave the ban on the importation of this thing. Therefore, we don't have any worry. Just start up this business. By all goals, they will leave the ban and they can start.
This program is a production of Ujibo.
She is learning. She's intelligent. She has development to help you in
the
arriving
mission of serving you insight.
She is inspiration for
peak performance
in your life
and
work.
Develop yourself.
Learn more from us.
Kindly visit Brogy.com.
There are three women that work with me at
Brogy.com.
J-I-D.com.
Your questions and comments are welcome through Brogy@gmail.com.
One reason why I value them is this. In the different things they do, one
person should be the
one
share this podcast
and
with someone that may find it
useful. They do their jobs very well. Very, very, very well. They make the work I have to do easy for me. Therefore, if you can be an asset to me in running Brogy's world, if you can make yourself an asset to your husband, he will continue to place value on you forever. He can't wake up one day. I can't just wake up one and tell those people to leave. If they want to leave, I'll beg them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get to the point I'm making. You have to develop yourself to be what? An asset. An asset does not necessarily mean you have money. It means you are of value to him with your skill, your value with him with your intelligence. And also, even if you don't have skill and intelligence, be very close to God so that God will be giving you wisdom and inspiration, that when the man is about to make a bad business decision, God will tell you. Then you wake him up and say, my man, I think you should not do this. He will consider you an asset and not a liability. You are a liability if you don't add value to his life and if you distract him. I mean, you want the man to call you 3 times a day. Don't you know he goes to work? Do you not realize that he also has to think? And do you not realize the fact that he has to face his work? He has to think, he has targets to meet and all that. I'm not saying he shouldn't call you, but please don't allow the fact that you want him to call you and stay with you, care for you, think about you, now become a distraction to his work. If you did that, that may be why he actually dumped you. If you do that to a guy and he can't take it anymore, he'll tell you it's over between you. I want to tell you something. Developing capacity to become an asset is not by magic. Nobody was born resourceful. The people I'm telling you about, they took time to develop themselves. Brogy's World, head of editorial, she actually had to take time to learn editing, take a course on editing, and for me to be valuable to any organization I work for, because I want to be valuable to organizations I work in, I read book all the time. I try to develop myself so that at least at Brogy's World, they won't sack me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please, nobody is born with resources. You have to spend time reading. When you want to ask him for money, don't ask him for money for clothes and making your hair. Ask him money to buy books. Ask him money to take courses. Ask him money to buy audio messages. Ask him money to go and acquire a skill. When you have done all these things, you will be able to generate enough money to buy clothes and dress up anyhow. For more on this thing, I'd like you to go see an article I wrote. Are you making your head or your hair? You have to make your head. When you make your head, you will be able to generate enough resources to make your hair anyhow you want. The point I've made here is this. You may have dumped yourself by a kind of lifestyle you led that is not in keeping with what he wants, that scared him, that made him feel this relationship is not going to work. Therefore, he said it's over between two of you. Now, whether you dumped yourself or he dumped you without any reason, you have to move on with your life. And that's what I want to tell you. How do you move away from that broken relationship? That's the next thing I want to talk to you. This program is a production of Brogy's World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brogid.com, that is brogid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brogid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.